So, Tzoraim Tovim. I got a great idea from the Siyum last night to give a one-minute recording, separate recording, Beli Neder from William Delmani. He gave me a good idea to try to give at least one halacha from each daf. So at least we're also learning the halachot of the daf as well. Just a quick one-minute halacha. So halacha in today's Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch about the synonyms for vows, to be like vows. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kinuyei Nidarim Kinidarim. The synonyms for vows are like vows. Kitzad, if you say any of the following, konam, konach, konas, all of these are another synonym for a vow. Shimamar konam, o konach, o konas, kikar ze alai. If he says this item is forbidden on me, asur bo, he's forbidden to have that item. And also any place, we go after the common way of saying a neder, a vow. Shim yesh lahem kinui le neder. If he has another synonym for making a vow, and he makes that vow in that other way of saying it, in English, in any way of saying it, that's considered a vow. And the Rama says, if he doesn't recognize that lashon of neder, that's not considered neder. Aval kinuyen kinuyim, but a synonym of a synonym, the hainu kinuye kinuy shirachok harbim lashon inu kineder. If it's such a far synonym that does not sound like a neder whatsoever, that's not considered like a neder. But anything that in the common day language is considered like taking a vow, that would be a neder. And haneder hu bechol lashon sheyamar alav mikrei neder. And a neder can be made in any language where one is forbidding upon himself something, and that is called a neder, a vow. Okay, we'll stop there for today.